I was born bold. Essendon Havel and Great Wall. Driveway deals made for everyone. EssendonHavel.com.au. If you're in business, now's the time to choose Judo, the bank dedicated to your business.
Breakfast with Gary Lyons and Tim Watson.
Welcome back, Toddy Goldstein. Just a moment, Ryan Pappenhausen as well. Just in answer to your Adelaide question, someone suggested Matthew Nix just needs to say we play Melbourne next week. Things will turn around. Well, that would be a chance. They'll be looking at that as an opportunity. But I don't know, Wispy. It is, they are where they're at because they're just bereft of talent. They haven't got the talent that they have enjoyed over the previous. And he's got to sell hope in the future. I mean, they've got a number of early draft picks coming up. I think they might have four or five early in the piece if they offload one of their restricted free agents, which might be Brad Crouch along the way. It's a very, very tough sell, though, because the way they played and the way they tried to defend the Kangaroos, and I'll ask Toddy about it right now, in actual fact, they just waltzed out of their back half. The whole ground was open up for them in the end, wasn't it? It was.
They were able to do exactly what they wanted. And, you know, in doing that, they were able to get a great confidence boost to the Kangaroos. But this bloke's been one of the best performers all year. He's been doing his bit week in, week out. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Todd Goldstein. We're going great. You must be feeling great too after that victory at the weekend.
It definitely makes the hubs a lot more enjoyable when you're winning. So, I think it was just sort of the doctor on for us.
The game itself and the emotion around Majak playing and returning, do you think that in itself was a boost to the group of players in the lead up to the game once you knew that he was going to be in the team?
I think it definitely added an aspect to that. I mean, we're all been waiting for this moment, and you know we've all followed and helped Madge as much as we can over the journey, and you know just to see him get to back to the place he's in now, and to see him finally get his opportunity was a huge relief and a huge boost for all of us. So yeah, I think that definitely played a big part in it.
How hard's it been, Goldie? Well done, mate. Two on you. Whilst the team has struggled and struggled to string a win together at all, your form hasn't changed. In fact, it's gone up to another level. You've been absolutely outstanding. So congratulations on that. But how tough has it been? The expectation was much greater than the output.
Yeah, I think when you lose six in a row, it's never fun. But I think we're very realistic. We understand that one. Yes, we've had a lot of injuries, and which hasn't helped, but you know, we weren't playing the sort of footy that we wanted to play and that the coaches expect of us. So we've worked really hard, and that's been the most pleasing thing while I've been up here. You know, it's really easy to continue to lose confidence and to continue to drop your heads. But the credit to the whole group and the whole staff, everyone's really come together and we've been working hard. And I think, you know, although we hadn't won against Carlton and the weeks leading up that, we'd definitely started to implement a few things, and you can see that a definite change at training. And I think we felt a little bit that we played a bit better against Carlton, and you know, it was good to get the reward of the work we put in over the last few weeks against Adelaide.
Ross Lyon famously dropped Nick Del Santo and Stephen Milne when they were albeit going better than you guys have been going. And, and when you speak to St Kilda people, Nick Revolt, it was a real wake up. It was a slap, and put everyone on notice and just, you know, straighten everyone up. What was the reaction with Pollock and Brown when they got dropped? Was it surprise? I think Jared Pollock got coach's votes. Clearly it wasn't from Reece Shaw. It must have been from the opposition coach. But that was a big, big change. How did you guys react to that?
I think there's always that bit of surprise when players like that get dropped. But I think it's a real understanding that the coaching group have an expectation on every single one of us, and that we play our role and we do what we're asked to do. And I think, you know, if you're not going to do that, it's been very clearly now that it doesn't matter how many possessions you get. It's about whether you play your role for the team. And that's what Shorey was very clear on. And I think, you know, it does send a definite message, but you know, I think that's just the expectation that Shorey wants to bring into this group, and understand that, you know, yeah, your role comes first over anything else.
Goldie, can you tell us what Jared Pollock wasn't doing then?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure what the little minute things in his exact role were on the week that game. But I think, you know, I think it's just about making sure we're really closing the outlets, and really putting the team first and playing his role in the team. And I think from what I've heard is that, he did some really good things and really positive. I was actually wrapped with how he played that game, but it's the little things that we don't see that the coaches can pick up from the higher view and from watching the vision. They're the things that I think the Shorey and the midfield coaches weren't overly happy with.
And Ben Brown, we know last week there was talk about things that were going on in his private life, about his partner posted a tweet about them losing one of the twins and that type of thing. You seem sort of up close and personally, what sort of effect do you think this has all had on him and his life and being able to separate the two and play good football? Do you think that's had an enormous impact on him?
Oh, I think it has to have had a big influence. I mean, I went through sort of a similar thing mentally in 2017 when things aren't quite right with you off field, and then once it starts to affect you on field, it's very hard to get your confidence up. So you could just see with Ben that he was really, really struggling for that belief and that confidence that he could do what he does best. And I think we're all hopeful that this could be that reset for him, which is probably needed. It's very hard to suddenly just get that confidence back in yourself while you're playing, because it just the ball just seems to bounce the opposite way and things like that. So I think obviously the off-field stuff plays a massive part in how you're going, and when you're not getting a kick, it just adds layers to it. So we're all really supporting Ben. We're all here to help him the best we can, and hopefully that he can have a few good training sessions and just get that belief back in himself. And I think it really started. You saw it was like a weight was lifted off him last week at our main skills after he'd been told. So I think, hopefully we're heading the right direction with Ben, and you can get that confidence back because he's a really important player to our side.
With Todd Goldstein, he's up in Maroochydore with the Kangaroos. They've had a win, so hub life's a little bit better this week, I would think. I know you're not part of selection, but would you expect them to be back against the Cats on, I think, is it Wednesday?
Wednesday night. I think they'll be in the mix. I think it just depends on how everybody pulls up. It's obviously, when you win by nearly 70 points, you don't see a lot of changes, but I think this season, these four-day breaks that we've got coming up could throw in a few different things and see how different people pull up. So they're definitely in the mix, but I think who knows what's going to happen over this season. It's one of those ones you can't really work out.
That is for sure. Hey, did you sit down last night over the weekend and watch the West Coast Eagles go about it against Geelong? I thought the game was absolutely sensational and the standout. The one difference between the two teams was the big bloke that you would have spent a bit of time against, Big Nick Nat. Did you catch any of that work?
Yeah, we saw bits and pieces. We had the 3-hour bus ride back to Maroochydore after the game, so I don't think we got back till 9:30. So we missed the first half of the game. But look, it's great to see Nick back and playing footy. He's obviously had a horrible run, and it's really good to see him having that confidence in himself and that impact in games. And I think it's exciting to have so many different ruckmen playing good footy and really being in the conversation of the better players in the competition. It's a nice thing to have, because I think at times ruckmen can be a bit pushed to the side, so it's nice to see a few of us in the conversation.
And you're thriving yourself and Max and Grundy is off a little bit. Witz has been great, and Nick Nat. So you're dead right, they are front and centre. Have you changed anything in the way you play? I mean, when you think about clearances and you go, Tom Mitchell or Dustin or Taylor Adams or Luke Shuey, you're the leading player, you're a leading clearance player in the comp. Is that something that you've sort of made a focus of?
Oh, not necessarily the final result of that. But I think for me, I've realised that how I play my best footy is once the ball hits the ground, is staying involved and using my athleticism. And I think, I'm at the point now where I realise that, it'd be great to win every single hit up, but that's not realistic. And, that what I can do after the ball's been hit on the ground is what can give me that real advantage. And then that's what I've been focusing on. And it's not trying to do anything different, but I think our midfield have all realised we've had to step up without Ben Cunnington there, and and I'm really glad that, you know, to see Jai and Jed popping up as well. But you know, I think that's I think we've all seen that added responsibility. But it's just about me playing my trying to play my best footy and just finding different ways to get involved and have an impact.
Hey Todd, Gary touched on the ruckman and the influence they're having on the game, and your tap work is outstanding. Nick Nat's tap work is outstanding as well. You see the ruckman face each other and there are different tactics that are being applied about trying to take away their jump, that type of thing. When you've played against Nick Nat, what has worked, do you think, in terms of a tactical manoeuvre that you've done?
Not a lot. I don't want to really do a Riley O'Brien and put out all my tactics, but you know, it's just about trying to minimise his athleticism as much as he can. Because obviously you know that he's got that unbelievable jump and that unbelievable explosive power. So it's just about trying to take that away from him. But there's plenty of times where you just sort of got to give up on that side of things and just try and find other ways to impact. And that's pretty much what I try to do, is if I can, you know, try to take some mark or try to just be ready to follow up and take his body out and things like that, just different things to stop him using that power, because once you give him that free range, he's very hard to stop.
Can you just park your modesty for 1 second? Okay, just 1 second, just park it. Have you had a better season than you're currently playing?
I think this is probably the best I've felt, I think, mentally, physically, and I think I'm at a point in my life where I'm very, very confident in what I can do and in what my strengths and weaknesses are, and really trying to play to those strengths. So I think I probably had a couple of down games the past few games, but I think this is probably the most consistent and the most comfortable I've felt within myself.
And it shows, you're absolutely dominating. Just one little quick one, Cunnington, is he any chance this week?
I don't think he'll be a chance this week. I think we still don't know, to be perfectly honest. I think he's doing lots of different tests and got different measures that he has to reach. So we're hopeful that he can hopefully get training in the next week or so, which will set him up for a return in a few weeks. But it's one of those really hard situations where we don't quite know exactly what's going wrong to be able to fix it. So they're working very hard with him, but he definitely won't be back this week.
Well, you keep up the good form, mate, because it has been a joy to watch you go about your craft. So continue good success.
Thank you very much, boys. Stay safe.
Toddy Goldstein joining us. Not Toddy Goldsmith, Toddy Goldstein. He is with us for Temper, a mattress like no other. Questions without notice coming up next. Wispy, get them ready, please.